Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 28th of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the Father is the saccharine of love of all relationships. Remember the one sweet beloved, and your intellects will move away from all other directions. Question. What easy effort do you make in order to become Karmateet? Answer. You make effort for your vision of brotherhood to become firm. Forget everything except the One Father from your intellect. When you don't remember any bodily relationships, you can become Karmateet. The destination of your efforts is to consider yourselves to be souls, brothers. By considering yourselves to be brothers, body conscious vision and all vicious thoughts will end. Om Shanti. Double Om Shanti. It is in the intellects of only you children how it is double. The Father sits here and explains to only you children. First of all, you should have faith in the Father because he is the Father, teacher, and also the Guru. In the world, all three are separate. You have a teacher when you are young, and a Guru is adopted after the age of 60. However, when that one comes here, he does all three types of service at the same time. He says, all, young and old, can study here. Children's brains are very good and fresh. You children surely understand that young and old are all living souls. A soul enters a living body. There is a difference between a soul and a living body. Here, you children are given the knowledge of souls and the Supreme Soul. Souls are imperishable, but bodies are created here through corruption. There is no mention of corruption. It is remembered that that is a completely viceless world. There are the words elevated and corrupt. Only the Father explains all of these things. You children should simply have the firm faith that the Father of us souls is teaching us. The Father comes at the most auspicious confluence age. So this proves that from being the lowest, he makes you the most elevated. This world is degraded and tamopradan. It is called the extreme depths of hell. We now have to return home, and this is why you have to consider yourselves to be souls. The Father has come to take you back. Have the firm faith that we are brothers. These bodies will not remain, and the vision of vice will end. This is a high destination. Very few can reach this destination because it requires effort. Nothing should be remembered at the end. That is called the Karmateet stage. Even this body is perishable. You have to remove your attachment from it. You mustn't have any attachment to old relationships. You now have to go into new relationships. The old devilish relationships between husbands and wives are so dirty. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. You now have to return home. If you consider yourselves to be souls, there will no longer be the consciousness of bodies. the attraction between males and females will be removed. It is written, those who remember a woman at the end, those who die with such thoughts, dot, dot, dot. This is why it is said, at the final moments, let there be the water of the Ganges in your mouth, and also the remembrance of Sri Krishna. On the path of devotion, they remember Sri Krishna. They say, God Sri Krishna speaks. Here the father says, you mustn't even remember your bodies. Consider yourselves to be souls and continue to remove your hearts from everything else. In all relationships, the love of the one becomes like saccharin. He is the sweetest beloved of everyone. There is just the one beloved, but on the path of devotion, they have given him so many names. There is a lot of expansion of devotion, sacrificial fires, tapasya, making donations, going on pilgrimages, holding fasts, and reading scriptures are all the paraphernalia of devotion. There is no paraphernalia of this knowledge. You continue to note this down to explain to others, but none of your paper, etc., will remain. The father explains, children, you came from the land of peace. You were peaceful. You claim the inheritance of peace and purity from the ocean of peace. You are now claiming your inheritance. You are also receiving this knowledge. Your status is in front of you. No one, apart from the Father, can give this knowledge. This is spiritual knowledge. The spiritual Father only comes once in order to give this spiritual knowledge. He is called the Purifier. Baba sits here and conducts drill for the children in the morning. In fact, this should not even be called drill. The father simply says, children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. It is so easy. You are souls. Where have you come from? From the supreme abode. No one else would ask you this. Only the Parlokic Father asks you, children. Children, you came from the supreme abode and entered those bodies to play your parts. You have played your parts and the play has now come to an end. When souls became impure, their bodies also became impure. Alloy is mixed into gold, and so it then has to be melted. Those sannyasis would never explain this meaning. They don't even know God. They don't even believe in having yoga with the Father. No one else can teach you what the Father teaches you. Here, you have to make effort practically. The Father explains to you so easily. It is remembered. He is the Purifier, the Almighty Authority. He alone is called Sri Sri. Deities are also called Sri. It suits them because both souls and bodies there are pure. No one can say that souls are immune to the effect of action. It is souls that take 84 births. However, because of not having knowledge, people have become unrighteous. Only the one Father comes and makes you righteous. Ravan makes you unrighteous. You have the pictures. There isn't a Ravan with 10 heads. Ravan doesn't exist in the Golden Age. That is very clear. However, for those who listen to your knowledge, it is said that they are saplings who belong here. Some only listen to a little, and others listen to a lot. Look how much expansion there is on the path of devotion. There are many types of devotees. In the beginning, they heard that women were abducted. They also say of Sri Krishna that he abducted women. In that case, why do they love and worship such a Sri Krishna? The father sits here and explains that Sri Krishna is the first prince. He would be so wise. Would someone who is the master of the whole world have so little wisdom? There, they don't have advisers, etc. They don't need to take advice. After taking advice, he became perfect. So what other advice would he take? You don't need to take anyone's advice for half a cycle. You have heard the names of heaven and hell. This place cannot be heaven. Those who have stone intellects consider this to be heaven, because they have wealth and palaces and everything else here. However, you know that the new world is heaven. In heaven, all are in salvation. Heaven and hell cannot exist at the same time. What is called heaven? How long is its duration? The Father has explained all of these things to you. It is one and the same world. The new world is called the Golden Age, and the old world is called the Iron Age. The path of devotion is now ending. After devotion, there has to be knowledge. All living beings have become impure while playing their parts. The Father has explained that you receive greater happiness. There is three-quarters happiness and one-quarter sorrow. In this too, you have greater sorrow when you become Tamopradan. If it were half and half, how would you enjoy it? There is pleasure when there is no name or trace of sorrow, when it is heaven. This is why everyone remembers heaven. No one knows about this unlimited play of the old world and the new world. The Father only explains to the people of Bharat. All the others come in the second half of each cycle. In the first half of the cycle, there are just you who belong to the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. You remain pure, and this is why you have long lifespans, and the world is also new. There, everything is new. Food, water, land, etc. are all new. As you make further progress, you children will be given visions of how everything will be in the Golden Age. You had visions in the beginning, and so you will also have them at the end. As you come closer, you will be happy. When a person returns to his own country from abroad, he becomes happy. When a person dies abroad, his body is brought back to his own country by plane. The purest and most first-class land was Bharat. No one, apart from you children, knows the praise of Bharat. It was the wonder of the world. It was called heaven. The wonders that people show are the wonders of hell. there is the difference of day and night between the wonders of heaven and the wonders of hell. Many people go to see the wonders of hell. There are so many temples. There are no temples there. There is natural beauty there. There are very few human beings there. There is no need for any perfumes, etc. Each one of you will have your own first-class garden in which there will be first-class flowers. The air there will also be first-class. You won't be troubled by hot weather, etc. It will always be spring. There is even no need for incense sticks. As soon as you hear the name of heaven, your mouth begins to water. You would say, "We should quickly go to such a heaven." This is because you know heaven. However, your hearts then say, "At this time we are with the unlimited Father. The Father is teaching us. We will not receive such a chance again." Here, human beings teach human beings. There, deities teach deities. Here it is the Father who is teaching you. There is the difference of day and night. You should have so much happiness. You have taken 84 births. Only you know the history and geography of the world. We claimed the kingdom many times and went into the kingdom of Ravana again. The Father now says, "Become pure for one birth, and you will then become pure for 21 births. Why would you not become that? However, Maya is such that there is impure vision between brother and sister too. They remain weak. There will be no problem, pure vision, when you consider yourselves to be souls and brothers. Remove the consciousness of bodies. This requires effort. It is very easy. If you tell someone that it is difficult, his heart would move away. So this is why it is called easy remembrance. This knowledge is also easy. You have to know the cycle of 84 births. First of all, give the Father's introduction. The rust on you souls will be removed by having remembrance of the Father. You will then receive the inheritance of the pure world. First of all, remember the Father. People speak of the ancient yoga of Bharat, through which Bharat receives the sovereignty of the world. How many years ago is ancient? They say that it was hundreds of thousands of years ago. You know that it is a matter of only 5,000 years. The Father is once again teaching you that same Raja Yoga. There is no need to be confused about this. You are asked, "Where is the residence of you souls?" You say that you reside in the center of the forehead. So you have to look at souls. You receive this knowledge at this time. Then there will be no need for this knowledge there. Once you have received liberation and liberation in life, that's all. Those who have received liberation will go into liberation in life at their own time and experience happiness. Everyone goes into liberation in life via liberation. You will go to the land of peace from here. There is no other world. According to the drama, everyone has to go back. preparations are being made for destruction. They spend so much money on manufacturing bombs, but they are not manufacturing them just to keep them. The armaments are all for destruction. These things do not exist in the golden and silver ages. Your 84 births have now ended. We will shed our bodies and go back home. Everyone wears good new clothes at Deep Mala. You souls are also becoming new. This is an unlimited matter. When souls become pure, they receive first-class bodies. At this time, people follow artificial fashion. They put on powder, etc., to look beautiful. There is natural beauty there. Souls become ever beautiful. You understand in a school that not everyone is the same. You are also making effort to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. This is your godly clan. Then there will be the Sun Dynasty and Moon Dynasty clans. You Brahmins do not have a kingdom. You are now at the confluence age. There aren't any kingdoms now in the Iron Age. There may be some kingdoms left because it never becomes nil. You are now making effort to become that. You souls see that you are brothers and that that one is the Father. The Father says, "See one another as brothers." Each of you has received a third eye of knowledge. Where do you souls reside? The soul, the brother asks. Where does the soul reside? You say, here, in the center of the forehead. This is something common. You mustn't remember anything except the One Father. At the end, you will even shed your bodies in remembrance of the Father. You have to make this practice firm. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to attain a first-class, beautiful body in the Golden Age, make your soul pure now. Remove the rust. Do not follow artificial fashion. 2. In order to become ever pure, practice remembering no one except the One Father. You should even forget that body of yours. Make the natural vision of brotherhood firm. Blessing. May you transform souls with the cooperation of your good wishes and pure feelings and become filled with total success. When all of you Brahmin children collectively give the cooperation of your good wishes and pure feelings with your minds for any task, a fortress is then created in the atmosphere with this cooperation to transform souls. Just as a big task becomes very easy with the cooperation of five fingers, in the same way, the cooperation of every Brahmin child in doing service fills it with total success. The result of cooperation is success. Slogan: Those who accumulate an income of multi-millions at every step are the wealthiest of all. Om Shanti.